We're in the middle of Siman Tov, Resh, Mem, Vav. So we went out of order. We started with Gimel and Dalid, which is actually how the Torah starts. Then we did Aleph and Yud, which is Niktam Rosho. Then we did Beis and Yud Aleph, which is berries on the Hadas. And hopefully now we'll be able to finish up. Okay. Siv Hey. I think Siv Hey might be the most important Sif of the entire Siman. And that is what happens, although it's less of an issue with the Hadassim and much more of an issue with the Aravos, but what happens when the leaves fall off of the Hadassim? So the Mishnah of Sukkah Lama Beis and Beis tells us, Hadass, Shenifritzu Alav, which Rashi defines as Nashru, that means the leaves fell off, the Hadass is possible. Now there is a discussion amongst Rishonim, but it seems like I didn't spend that much time on it, but it seems like the accepted position is that Nifritzu Olav means that the leaves fell off. Then we have a Braisa. Now the Braisa is a little bit misleading and not so relevant because it says if most of the leaves fall off and you're left with a minority of the leaves, it could be still be kosher as long as you still have Avos. Avos with an Ayin. With an ayin. What does avos mean? You still have three in each spot. So the Gemara says, how does that work? If you start with three, most fall out. So the Gemara says, you start with seven. So that was really Siv Dalid. So how that's relevant to a regular hadas is not so clear. Then the Torah brings down three opinions, but even when you read the opinions, it's still not clear what they're talking about. So we'll see through the Mishnah Berurah, explaining the Shulchan Aruch, we'll get hopefully some clarity. So the Torah brings down the opinion of the Gaonim that the entire Hadas has to have three leaves. And if not, it's possible. Now, what does that mean in terms of leaves falling off? Not clear. Sounds like you can't have anything fall off. The Iter has the exact opposite opinion. Even if you only have, sounds like what he's saying, three leaves in one spot, now, not clear from the Torah, what's with the rest? The rest is empty? The rest only has two, the rest is one, it's not really clear. But the Iter has the other extreme from the Gaonim, he's very lenient. Then the Torah tells us that his father, the Rosh, sided with the Ravid, and this is going to be the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is, le mitzvah, in order to have a full mitzvah, full credit, ba'inan kol hashiur avos, the entire Hadas has to have three leaves. Three leaves, three leaves, three leaves, three leaves. All the way up. Ule ikuva birubo. But as long as you have most of it with three leaves, it's going to be kosher. Afilu in ha'avos barosho. And the three leaves that you're looking for at each point, the majority of, let's say you need three tefachim, the majority of the three tefachim have three leaves, even though the rest doesn't, that's still going to be okay, b'di'evet, and it's not necessary for those avos to be on the top. It can even be on the bottom, as long as a majority of the hadas, of let's say the three tefachim of the hadas, has three leaves, three leaves, three leaves. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss this, the Be'er Halacha is going to discuss it even further. What if you're missing one leaf from all three? Let's say the whole length is 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, and one falls off from each set. So I'm now left with 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. So the Mishnah brings down two opinions. Yesh, machshirin. Some say it's okay. We'll still apply the rule of rubo kakulo. It's, you don't have all three, you have two out of three, rubo kakulo. It's as if the whole thing has three. And others say, no, avos is avos. What do you mean, rubo kukulo? You need it to be the whole twig to be covered. So in order to cover a twig, you need three leaves. You're missing one, the whole length, all the way up. Puzzle. La halacha, we're making b'shasat chak, that it is kosher, even if you lost one leaf, all the way up. Now let's see that in front. Tarp reish man vab sifen. Le mitzvah ba'ina kol shi'ur orech ahada she'e avos. To fulfill the mitzvah properly 100%, mahadrit, mechatchila, the entire length of the hadas has to be avos. Ula ikuva berubo. And as long as a majority is covered with the triple leaves, that's okay. Vafilu ein oberosho. And even if those triple leaves that are covering the majority of the twig are not at the top. Meshibes of Katin Yechaz. Hainu. Shehahada sheshi'urhu lo yoyse mishneim asa godalim. So, the shear of a hadas, which we're going to learn, is three tfachim. Three tfachim is three hands breadth. A hand breadth is basically four fingers worth. So, 3 times 4 equals 12 thumb breadths. Kidilakaman, fine. So, ein zarf avos bekulo. You don't need the whole thing to be covered with triple leaves. V'diyeben. Rak shiva gudalin yehe avos. I have 12 thumb breadths. So I need 7 of them. I don't know if he really needs 7 or he needs 6.1. I don't know. But he says he needs 7 of them to be covered. 7 out of the 12 to be covered with triple leaves. Dehainu shlosha ala b'chol kein, which would be triple leaves, 3 coming out of each point. Vachamisha gudolin. What about the other 5 that doesn't have triple leaves? Afilu nechla gamre. Even if they're empty. Nothing there at all. It's still okay. Shenoshu ala. They fell off. Osha lo hayu avos. Or they're not avos at all because they don't have 3 coming out at 1 point. The kevan shiru avos kasha. So we look at the majority. If 7 gudalin is covered in triple leaves, it's going to be okay. Even if the other 5 are empty, all the leaves fell off. If you had triple leaves, the whole length of the hadas. V'nashar ole achas mikol kein barov shir orech hadas. And now a majority of your 12 thumb breadths are now missing one leaf from each set. Yesh bezeh plukta ben rishonim. There's a machlokas rishonim. Yesh machshirin dekeven dinishar shnayim b'chol kein. Since each set of triple leaves is left with 2, ruba kakulo. It's only when a majority fall off, it's a problem. So if a minority, it's going to be okay. So here you have 2 in each set instead of 3. Ruba kakul, that's okay. Yesh machshirin, some say it's kosher. The yesh poslin, that doesn't say it's poslin. This filu daideze lo nisha olav shem avos klal. It's not called avos anymore. In order to have a status of avos, it needs to have triple leaves. The ain avos, ela b'shlosha. Uli inyan halacha naktina lahakel b'makom atchak. Halacha b'shas atchak. We make of it, even if 1 out of the 3 fell off the whole length, it's going to be okay. Shekein hiskimu kama achron. Now the Shara Tzion Varm Ois Chaval, if he brings down Bach, brings down the poskin in the Kotabach, then he tells us, Mikom makom. Ein lahakel ze ela b'makom atchak. You should only rely on this if you are in trouble. Kama shekasa b'chayad. So it's not so poshut, and therefore many poskim are machmir. So if you're stuck, you can be makel, but if you're not stuck, you should not be makel. V'dafka kishenisharu al kopanim shnei olim b'chol kein. As long as you have 2 leaves in each set, davi ruba al kopanim. At least you have rov, 2 out of the 3. If most of the length of the hadas was missing 2 out of the 3, pasul kuleyama. That's pasul according to everybody. Okay. Mishabas of Kodin Yutas. Even if the leaves, the 7 godalim of leaves, are not at the top, kegon shemi lamata ad rubo yote b'chol kein v'kein shlosha alim. You know, the bottom part, the bottom 7 godalim, the top is empty. The athal gab. Oh, now here's an interesting problem, perhaps, because we're going to learn, hopefully today, that if the top leaves are dried out, it's going to passel the hadas. So you have a situation where the top leaves dried out passels the hadas, but if the top leaves are missing, it doesn't passel the hadas. Which would seem to mean that if the top leaves are dried out, you just flick them off, and it should be okay. So let's see. Continues the Mishabrus of Kotin Yutes. V'afa gav dibi yavshu olav. Even though when the leaves are dried out, pasak v'siv ches, the ain't no kosher. Kim shenishtayir b'chol bad shosh anlachim b'roshu d'afka. You need three, well, that's a discussion. We'll see exactly what you need. But you need fresh leaves, and the fresh leaves have to be at the top. Sham hatam yishum hadar. Dried out is a chisaron in hadar. The hadar nika chubarosho, and hadar is more recognizable when it's at the top. Aval kam yishum avos. But here it's not a din in hadar, it's a din in avos. It's the essence of the hadas. V'day b'chol makom. And therefore it's okay, it doesn't matter where you have the majority of the hadas as avos. Okay. Now look at the bir halacha, dibur matzah likuva berubo. I'm rich bershaka sound the diski mukam achron haka kehara o. That feel nashi mi kol kein b'chol orko ala echad gam kein kasha kein and this yeshnaim b'chol kein davi ruba. So we said that b'shas atchak you can rely on the ra'o. Who holds that even if you're missing one out of the three, the whole length of the hadas, it's still going to be kosher. Ruba kukula. Now here comes the shayla of the bir halacha. Ministapakti, I have a suffix, I have a doubt. Im nashu me'orech ha-hadas mitzas olav. The pasuk ha-mechaber de-kosher ka-raivit. So the mechaber paskins, all you need is a majority of the hadas to have avos. That means, we said 5 out of the 12 can be empty. I just need 7. 7 of them have avos.
Any 7 or 72?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. As I'm saying this over, I was thinking about that. I don't know. Does it need to be 7 in a row, or it could be spread out throughout? I'm not sure. Didn't do enough homework. It's an excellent, very important question, obviously. So Neri says like this. So I'm missing 5 out of the 12. That's okay, because 7 of them are still avos. Now, but of the 7 that are avos, imin arovo nosher gamke mikol ken ola echad. 5 are missing. 7 are avos, kosher. What if 1 out of each of the 3 of the 7 now falls off? So when we're looking at the length, we said we go up to the majority. 5 not there, 7 there. Fine. We even said that if 1 falls out from the whole length, go up majority. Ruba kukulo. I got 2. I'm missing 1. Ruba, that's fine. Do we combine those two kulas and say that 5 are missing, 7 are there, but of the 7, I'm missing 1 out of the 3 of each set. Im amina b'zeh trei ruba l'hachshir. Are we going to say 2 roves? Rove of the width, meaning 2 out of the 3, and then rove 7 out of 12. Inei, ra'isi l'echad min ha'achorim d'mash mitvarv, d'yesh l'hachmir, l'hachshir, gam bofen zeh. He saw one of the achorim who wanted to be lenient. Echei mashma michai odom. Ochei, lani is daiti, tzarech iyan. Echei odom seems to be lenient, but the Bir Halacha thinks this is very problematic. Diminayin lana lamad dinachshir b'kol echa batzeruba b'einin yirach v'einin yirach. Who said you can apply a double leniency over here? V'edai lanam nokia b'kahara ol hachim chose ela echa b'kol kein l'chol orko. Okay, arrive it. It's enough of a leniency to rely on either one. Either I'm missing one from the whole length, but the rest of the length, the whole length has 2 out of the 3, that's okay. Or I'm missing 5 entirely, but I have the 7. Each one of those are cooler, and you can lie on each one individually. But not to combine the two together. If you do that, you do the math, which is going to do for us, then most of the leaves are missing. Dehainu, im yesh ba'abad shahada zayin as a 7 rows going up. 7 times 3 equals 21. Shalkani tkinim tlasa b'chol kein v'nashvem gimel shuros legamre. So I have 7 rows. I need a majority intact. 3 are not there. 3 times 3 is 9. 9 leaves out. That's still okay. I still have 12 left. U'min arba shuros hanisharim. Now I want to knock out. Now I'm missing of the 4 rows that are left, which is okay, because that's the majority of the hadas. Because this hadas started out, its 3 tfachim are spread out over with 7 sets of leaves. 3 are missing entirely, that's 9. 9 leaves are out. Of the 4 that are there, 1 of each group falls out. So now 9 plus 4 equals 13. Now I'm missing 13 out of 21. That's obviously a majority. 13 out of 21 is a majority, so it's a case of noshu rov olav. Most of the leaves have fallen out. That should be puzzled. In the end, he concludes that if you're in Siberia and there is no other hadas to be found in the entire city, then you can be lenient. Otherwise, he holds that it is very problematic and one may not be lenient. Okay. Now we're up to the sugya of dried out hadasim. The Mishnah says in Sukkah Lama Beis, Hadas Hagazul V'yavesh Pasul. If it's stolen, we're not discussing that now, or dried out, it's Pasul. Then the Braisa earlier, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us there's something called Kamush and Yavesh. Yavesh is mamish dry. Kamush is like withered, wilted. Well, what's the word? It's not yet dry, but it's on its way to being dry. What do you, how do you say that in English? Wilted? Withered?
Withered,
maybe. Maybe. Okay, it's not fully dry. If it's not fully dry, then it's okay. So we have to understand what's fully dry. Same. Then we have another Braisa. Okay, well, let's, before we get to the Braisa, let's see, Sivav. Tarf Reish Man Vav Sivav. Yavshu ala pasul. If the leaves are dried out, it is pasul. But kamshu kasher. If they're not fully dried out yet, they're just withered or wilted or whatever the word is, not yet dry, on the way to being dry, it's still going to be kasher. How dry is dry? Siv Zayin. Shir ayavshus. Afili im nifrach batziporin. Even if you could break it with your fingernail, it's going to crumble with your fingernail, which is a sign that at least it's starting to become dried out. If a dying yerukim him, as long as it still has its color, kosher. That's not called dry. The einam nikram yveshim ela kishe yalbinu pneihem, until it loses its color and it becomes white, only then will we call it dried out. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now, what if some are dried and some are not dried? Okay, that's Sivches. But before we do Sivches, I'm going to skip the test, even though it's out of order. But I want to make sure that we have time to finish. Look at tests. So, some, forget it. Let's just go in order. Sivches. Okay, Sivches. In order to understand Sivches, we have to look back at the Braisa, Daf, Lamed, Gimel, Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, Yavshu Rov Aleph. If most of the leaves are dried out, kosher. You have three leaves, it's going to be kosher. At the top of each one. The question is, what are we talking about over here? So the Torah brings down two opinions, which the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down as well. The Torah first brings down the Yeshua Farshim. What are we talking about? It means that even if the whole Hadas is dried out, if on the top I have a triple leaf, all three leaves are still moist, that's okay. And that's what it means, Rosh Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Three hadasim, the head of each one has triple leaves, and they're all moist, so they're all kosher. As long as I have on the top a non-dried out triple leaf. Then the Torah brings down his father, the Rosh. Afilu yavshu beis alin. Even if I have in each of the triple leaves, right? Even if two of the leaves are dried out, but one of the three is not, and the one that's not dried out is the one that kind of covers, like swings over on top of the other two, that's going to be okay. So he understands barosh kol echad ve'echad, not on the top of each of the three hadasim. He understands it to mean on each hadas, in each of three rows, as long as I have one moist leaf on in each of the triple set, the two of them are dried out, but the third one, and it's the one that covers the other two, that one is still moist. I have three, one, two, three, on each of the three. That's Rosh Kol Echad. I don't know if that's not the simple way of understanding Rosh Kol Echad, but it's the one that covers the other two, it's going to be kosher. The Shulchan Aruch, interestingly enough, brings down Stam opinion. He brings down the Yesh Mefarshim. That's the Iker opinion, is that the top three leaves are moist. Then he brings down the Rush as a Yesh Mefarshim. The Torah brought down the other opinion as the Yesh Mefarshim. Okay, so let's see that inside. Yavshu Rov Aleph. Most of the leaves are dried out. V'nishtayru barosh kol bad. And at the head of each Hadas twig, Me'ashlosh abadin of the three twigs, came echad. There is one triple set of leaves. Ubo shlosh alin lachin kosher. The top of each hadas, the top triple leaf of each one is moist, even though the rest of it is dried out, it's okay. Yesh mefarshim. And some say, shafilu im me'ashlosh shebachad kina yavshu shnayim. ולא נשאר כי אם אחד לך, כושר. והוא שיהיה העולה שהוא מורכב על שניהם. So the Mechaber here brings down the Rosh as the Yesh Mepharshim, but he doesn't explain it exactly as the Rosh says it. So first of all, Mishabura Sif Katan Chav Gimel, Yesh Mepharshim, who das a Rosh? So first of all, the moist leaves do not need to be on top, says the Rosh. The other opinion says it has to be dafka, the ones all the way on top. The Rosh says it doesn't need to be on top. And he says it's going to be kosher. Ayin barosh desvirle detzarech sheyishtayer shloisha kinim. The Rosh holds that on each twig I need three leaves from each triple set. Of three different sets, one leaf of each triple set that's still moist, even though it's two friends, it's two twins, it's two triplets, whatever. Two out of the three are dried out. As long as the one that covers somewhat the other two is moist, as long as I have three like that, even though they're not on top, that's going to be okay. Again, Mishmaris of Katachav Dalin. I am Barash Tisrieli, Zatzar Shishtar, Shlosha Kinin. I need three sets. Of a chol kain in each set, ola echolach barosho. One of the three is moist. Two of the leaves dried out, one of them is moist. Again, that has to be the one that's kind of covering the other two. The tomu achronim achabesh shel hiski davazet. So the achronim have a tema, a wonderment on the machaber, because the machaber doesn't say that. The machaber only talks about requiring one leaf on each twig, but is quoting the opinion of the Rosh. And the Rosh holds that on each twig you need three leaves. So that's a kasha that they ask against the Mechaber. But that's not the Iker opinion. Anyway, the Mishabura Paskin is at the end of Sifkat and Chav. V'halacha kidei arishona. The Iker is like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Yesh Meforshim of the Torah, not the Yesh Meforshim of the Mechaber. The first opinion, which is that the Iker is that the top three leaves have to be the moist leaves, and it kashers the entire hadas, even though all the rest of the leaves are dried out. Now, here's the million-dollar question. How moist do these top three leaves need to be? We already said that dried out is puzzle. And something called kumshu is kosher, which we translated as withered or wilted. So what if the top three leaves, they're not fresh, but they're not dried out? Is that enough? Meaning they're not pasul midin yavish. So will that save the whole hadas or not? So says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tez, im osam alim shelo yavshu hem kimushin. If those three leaves on top, it's not likely that the whole hadas is dried out and only the top three leaves are still fresh. If you're going to get the top three leaves to be not dried out, so they're very likely to be on their way to being dried out, they might still be kosher, they're probably going to be in the kamush state. So what happens if those leaves on top, the leaves that we said will kosher the entire hadas, even though most of the hadas is yavish, either the top three, which is how we paskin, or according to the Rosh, whatever, the complicated situation, the one of each of the triple set, whatever it is. So, how moist must it be? They're not dried out. They're a state of kimushin, says the Mechaber. Yesh poslin v'yesh machshirin. That's a very big machlokes rishonim. Do I need it to be moist, and then it saves the whole thing, or no? I need it not to be yavish. Kamush is not yavish. If the whole thing was kamush, for sure it would be okay. That's a mafurish gemara. But here, the whole thing is dry. I want to save it with those leaves that are not dry. So those leaves, do they have to mamish be fresh? Or is it enough that they're not dry, and even though they're kamush, it's going to be okay. Mishabur sifkat on chav zayin. Ta'amam she'ein matzah v'deyavish ela lach hehodur. Do we say, the poslim will say, that you want to save your dried out hadas with leaves? Those leaves can't just be not dry. They have to be fresh. V'yesh machshirin. And others say, no, they don't need to be fresh. Came into komush kosher. Once komush is kosher, yochol hadzah k'mo lach. It can save the hadas just like mamish, a moist hadas. Right, so how do we paskin? I am a prima godim shapasak. Diviyom harisha on the first day of Sukkah shu doraisa. Roy lahachmir. You should only be making if the top leaves are moist, not just not dried out. Do safek tara, to safek doraisa, go to chumra. Uvishara yamim, where it's only mitzvah derabanan. Zecher lemikdash. So then, it's a suffix, the Rabbanon, Lahakel. So that's the compromise of the Prima Gadim. If it's the first day, you should be machmir and require moist leaves. The rest of the week, you can be mekel as long as they are not dried out. And then that would be another nafkamina we spoke about in the introductory shir. According to those who say, Shitas Arambam, that if you take Lul Arba Minim the whole week by the Kotel, and the whole, that's considered Lifnei Hashem, and the whole week is Daraisa by, in the old city, take the Arba Minim by the Kaisel, the whole week has the status of a Mitzvah Daraisa. That's how the Bikur Yaakov understands the Rambam, and they discuss the Main Nafkamina, if it's Daraisa, Darabanan. So this would be another Nafkamina. Can you rely on Kamush leaves at the top of your Hadas to save your dry out Hadas? So that is Tuf Reish Mem Vav Sif Seifim Hey through Tes.